Welcome back, Panther fans. I'm back here with Ryan Graham.
Hey, y'all.
Tim Thurber.
Hello.
And I lost my beer.
And this is State of Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Nice.
What I was telling you guys right before we came on is, I mean, I have forgotten everything over the past week and a half. Like, I literally logged into work today. And I was trying to, like, all those, like, little system messages you get on your email, work emails. Yeah. I was trying to, like, turn the highlight off, you know. And I kept on clicking mark unread, and they weren't de-highlighting. It took me forever to realize I was not marking them as read. Like, I literally do not know how to do anything.
Unread?
Yeah, like, they weren't changing the highlight status. It's been a rough way of getting back to real life the past couple of days. Past day, really. So cheers to you guys.
Cheers.
Cheers. Welcome back.
So how did it go last week, guys? How did it go?
Did you listen?
Yeah, and I got to admit, you guys sound very slow right now.
What do you mean?
Okay.
Because I forgot to listen until about an hour ago, so I watched you on like 1.5 speed to try to catch up with everything.
Your thing's doing the thing with the thumbs up.
Oh, did it do it again?
Yeah.
You playing your max.
There we go. Nice. So I listened to you guys, and you guys did a great job. It's way more smooth than what I do. You guys banged it from one topic, from one sport to the next without going back and forth and everything for the most part.
It was Tim.
Knocked out of the park. And I have one real comment about it. It's runs, Ryan. It's runs. It's not points. It's
for
runs.
Basketball?
It's points.
We scored points. We scored runs in the basketball game.
No, Ryan even says, like, I'm going to say this because David's not here.
Shots?
We didn't score any points.
Shots in basketball? Not points? Yeah. No. They're all points. They're all points.
Yeah. I do have schedule talk, Ryan, but I'm not going to go through the entire schedule tonight.
We're going to have an abbreviated version of schedule talk.
You guys have no idea what you talked about.
No, Ryan, we're going to talk about the schedule again.
Yeah, that's right. That's what you said. You said, like, you know, we did the schedule talk, and now we're going to go through it all over again with David. And I'm going to stream he's going to Twitch stream his video games the entire time.
He's going to, like, yeah, go away. Well, we'll chitter chatter about schedule.
I have some minute notes, because honestly, I swear to God, I wasn't prepared to go tonight. So I am really catching up on everything Georgia State. I tuned out. I didn't even watch either of the games that went on while I was gone, the two Marshall games. So
one of them was good. The other one was not so good.
Well, the score of one of them was good. The score of the other one wasn't too hot. What else do I say before we get... Tim, it's not that I love the sound of my voice, but that voice in my head says things that other people need to know.
Okay.
And Tim, nailed the outro. You should be outro guy. You did a great job with that. I think I have you.
While Ryan was editing it while I talked, that was great.
Yeah.
What was I doing?
And
you were editing it while I was going.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
No, you did a good job. You guys did a good job.
I think the last call didn't go to Patreon, though, because I didn't have a login.
No, it didn't. I didn't give you that information. That was a failure on my part. I'll put it up there.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Second podcast. We went a long time.
We did 45 and 45.
Yeah.
48 and 45. I was really impressed. I only got through about 10
minutes.
I think
we did that last time, too.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys did a good job. I was really impressed. And I won't bore everybody with 80s Cruise talk until last call.
Yeah. So. Last call stuff. Right on.
Okay. On to schedule talk. I'm kidding. The biggest thing to talk about is what happened in Pensacola, right? That's the biggest news of the week.
Well, what didn't happen?
We played a game in the hockey arena.
Yeah, so that's what you guys were saying in the group. So the Sun Belt didn't fork over the money to melt the ice first?
No, it's
underneath. What was happening was, I guess there was like the ice underneath it. Yeah, I don't know what the process is for putting a basketball court on top of an ice rink. I assume it does happen often.
They lay a towel down first or anything,
but the condensation from the ice kept on coming to the basketball court, and like
people would just fall down.
If people sweat on the court, they have to come out and clean it off. Right. I mean, you know, like it's so dangerous.
So the MVP of the Sun Belt tournament is going to be the people that were the little Swiffers going around the entire court between every timeout.
I would think so. I mean, it was kind of funny to like watch these people keep falling in this one spot. In
it's like
game.
A blooper reel. You need the Benny Hill music playing the entire time.
Well, I was like, damn it, who the fuck's who's sweating so much in that corner? And then they came on, they're like, yeah, there's some condensation issues with the ice underneath. I'm like, what is wrong with this conference?
Like, hey, well, that seemed, I mean, the only thing I can think of is that, yeah, we didn't pony up enough money to do it the right way.
One of our patrons did comment during the game that is a common thing that people play basketball in hockey rinks. That
the Hawks played on top. The Hawks played on top of ice when the Thrashers were there.
Oh, that's true. I don't recall that was an issue.
Well, and I don't know if they played on ice or if they might. But I mean, I swear they weren't refreezing ice between games. So
I don't know. Yeah, something was wrong. But
all right, we need to get somebody on here that can explain to us arena logistics. On my dad graduated in University of Memphis. No, not in Memphis, but the Mid-South Coliseum there, like where the Beatles played originally and crap. And that was an ice hockey arena. My dad graduated late, obviously. They actually just like had plywood boards they laid down in the spots where people were going to be walking, and you still saw ice everywhere else.
Just got to be careful not to step off.
That's what a University of Memphis degree will get you for graduation.
Wow. So I mean, the tournament, I don't know, other than we played on ice with condensation, the quality of the broadcast picture wise was really weird. It was washed out. And then apparently the announcers were not there. They were in the studio in New Orleans.
No way. No way.
That's pretty janky.
That's like, who thought that was a great idea to not be at the arena announcing the game? And to be in a studio in New Orleans, apparently,
at that point, just let people tune in to their call guy. Like, let people just listen to Dave.
Yeah, just splice in a radio.
I turned on Dave. I was like, well, these two idiots are watching what I'm watching and barely know what's happening. Mm-hmm. So I'll just listen to Dave, and
what's going to happen like a couple seconds early.
I just paused it and watched it.
Oh yeah,
We need a State of Atlanta app that just allows you to like listen to the game for a second, and then it just tunes in Dave to get to the exact right point or something like that.
Get to it,
Ryan.
David.
You're an IT project manager, Ryan. I'm assigning that task to you, delegating that one. We're gonna have a meeting every other Friday until you had a proof of concept for me. All right.
Nah.
He didn't say how long. It could be 1 year, 5 years, 10 years from now.
Ain't gonna happen, y'all.
You got plenty of time.
Yeah, no doubt in my mind. I'm still waiting on my sports app from my wife, who's I shouldn't say actual developer. I don't mean insulting to Ryan, but
that's not an insult to me. I'm not a developer. That's why I'm saying no.
Didn't you get a
project manager doesn't code? What are you talking about?
Project manager would be like, is this on schedule? What are you doing?
Yeah, you're trying to project manage me right now.
This scrum creep is going to cost you. Wait, this is a free app.
Yeah,
there's no money. There's no money being exchanged.
My catchphrase is anything with enough time and money. So, you know, what are you paying me?
Oh, you coined that? You're the one that coined that? I've never heard that before at all.
That's what I say.
24 years of IT experience. I've never heard that phrase before.
Wow.
I'm a little feisty today,
David.
I know. I don't know why you guys, I don't know why you guys hang out with me. I would not hang out with me.
The cat would hang out with you.
So the cats are in heat, and so they're being vocal.
They were Ooh. Must have been in heat last week because they were all over the place last week too.
They were all over the place last week.
Yep.
So it looks like Georgia State's consistent, both men's and women. They both lost to they're both upsets. They lost to teams ranked below them.
There were a lot of upsets in the opening round. Well, the second round of the basketball tournament. Right. Like only one higher seed won. So, I mean, look, we were playing our best basketball, and our best basketball is just mediocre enough to lose.
Yeah.
To Marshall.
It sucks. Well, you know, people always say, I say it too.
You never know.
Well, you never know, but it's always hard to beat the same team back to back, and obviously ending the season with Marshall and then playing in the first round. I didn't like that seeding when I saw it.
No.
But you know, that's no excuse. You beat them once, beat them again.
Well, they also played back to us back to back. So
right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Did the watch party happen? You guys talked about getting together at Manny's. That happen?
Did not. There was limited interest in our team, which I don't, you know, I get it. It wasn't an exciting season. We underperformed, I would say. We probably could have won 17, 18, 19, maybe 20 if we were lucky.
It was a late game, all things considered, like an 8 o'clock game.
It was, 8 o'clock, yep.
Yeah.
And a little bit later, because I think the game before it went a little late. So
I was, I don't know if it was cruise crud or crashing from alcohol poisoning or what it was, but I went to bed at like 6 and I set my alarm for 8 and it went off and I was like, stop, nope, I need to like just sweat this out. No,
David, all you got
to
do is wake up and drink more. This is what you told me two weeks ago.
Hair of the dog. You gotta do it. Hair of the dog, David.
You just got, David.
Shot tequila. Get it.
I went to Disney the next day and paid way too much for crappy alcohol. So
yeah.
I just went out that night. Yeah, but you just had a regular weeknight hangover. You were being a wuss.
No, it wasn't a regular weeknight hangover. It was a weekend hangover, and it was a out till 3 in the morning or something hangover.
But when did we talk? We talked on like
other
Tuesday.
Other people were buying my drinks.
I came off of a 7-day cruise, was all inclusive.
Yeah.
You bought everyone drinks all the time, including yourself.
And that's worse because it's like you prepaid for unlimited drinks. So you feel like the more you drink, the better value it is.
Yeah. You got to get your money's worth out of the whole thing.
That's right. Yeah. And better, right? I mean, you got to get better.
So every year within the Sun Belt, people have to talk about whether the way the tournament bracket is set up is correct or not, because the first seed never makes it to the not never makes it, but the past 3 years, the first seed does not make it to the championship game, which happened again this year. And there was actually, I guess, some speculation that if Appy State and Jimmy Madison made it to the championship and Appy State won, that JMU, Jimmy Madison, would actually get an out of whatever it's called. And then that just kind of got peed away by the whole thing.
That was never going to happen.
There was some talk I saw on the Sun Belt Legends board when I was trying
people
to like
complaining. Really, they think App should get in.
Oh, not thinking App should get in, but they should, I guess the West Coast Conference. They do something where, like, basically 1 and 2 have buys all the way up until like the semifinals or something.
they have buys to the championship game,
effectively. Or cut down the number of teams that make it, eliminate the tournament altogether, keep things on campus up until like the last 4 teams or something.
We tried that 1 year, and then COVID happened.
And they had
that's all been on Twitter.
It shut that whole thing down.
Really being against the on-site championship games. Just saying that it's sort of like a low major, even though, you know, I don't like these tiers that we've set up for ourselves.
We're the low mid major.
Well, I think that, I agree with that. I think that going home field or home court, whatever, for the championship, it's kind of low tier. I also think getting rid of the tournament altogether and just going with the regular season champ is a low tier as well.
We can't
do that. No.
But if you want to do some on campus stuff for the first couple of rounds and then have like the last 4 teams standing go to a neutral site, I'd be down with that.
And I bet more of those fans in those 4 teams would travel. So like,
especially
right now, you're getting like all the teams and then everybody's sort of like, well, if I lose in the first round, that's going to suck. I'm going to be stuck here for days of not my team. But if you did that, you'd be like, you know, it'd just be more of an event anyway. And those 4 teams would probably travel better.
Yeah. As soon as that 10th or 12th seed team actually ends up making it into Final Four, they're like, oh, yeah, we're going. We got to see this actually all the way through.
Yeah.
I have to say get rid of 11 through 14. They don't need them.
I'm fine with that too. There's no reason why you send all 14 teams.
Right, and you could get rid of the next. You could get rid of the next 4 with a play-in round. Don't need them either. Like stack the deck. Yeah. Give your 1 and 2. Not what are they? Quarterfinals. Give them semifinals.
there's no way, and I mean, unless you're just counting like players' families or something, like there's no reason, there's no way they're bringing enough hotel money into the city to justify why you have to have that kind of stuff. So,
but, I mean, y'all know I'm an advocate for, you know, expanded playoffs in general, but like 100% of teams are always eligible. Like, what are you playing for? Are you playing for seeding? You're playing for some buys, I guess, but like,
right,
nobody really cares about that, right? Like, even like in the NFL, when you start playing for buys, people are like, ah, we're already in. So, like, it's just sweet if we win, you know? Nobody, right, like, super duper cares.
Yeah, Matthew saying, I think first couple of rounds of conference tournament should be on at campus sites.
I mean, if you don't get rid of 11 through 14, sure. Let that be at the campus sites.
I guess the theory is travel costs are down because everyone's going to one location versus having to go, you know, maybe across a couple of states, or if you have to go from Texas State to Boone or something like that, that's, and then turn around and travel back to Pensacola the next couple of days, that cuts down the travel costs for the schools or something. But I don't care. Use that NIL money. Make the kids pay their own way.
It's probably just not a big deal. I can't imagine it's that expensive.
Use your money.
Championship. Now that's low tier.
I did see a lot of posts online about the location and wanting to get out of Pensacola. I'm like, where do you go?
Atlanta.
I mean, that would be Atlanta's easy. The Atlanta Hawks Junior League team court.
State Farm Arena.
That's too high dollar. Sorry. Some people can't afford that.
Nah, we can.
Have you been to the Pensacola Bay Center?
Nobody's using the sports arena right now. We just put it in the sports arena.
That would be the appropriate thing for the Sun Belt to play in the sports arena. I love this idea. We should totally run with this.
Volleyball would reject that. Get out of our arena.
The D League team,
whatever they are in Peachtree Corner.
Oh, in Peachtree City?
Yeah.
So everyone has to fly into Atlanta and then drive an hour and a half south and then an extra hour and a half on that, whatever that road is.
There are probably places they could play around here. I don't know where all the basketball courts are.
Hey,
but
we can rent Georgia Tech's arena.
Still State Farm Arena. Georgia Tech's arena would be awesome.
That's actually not a bad arena.
That is not a bad idea.
Yeah, McCamish Pavilion, absolutely. But they're still playing. They're actually in conference games when we're doing our tournament.
Yeah, because they're really start theirs this week. Yeah.
I always thought our conference, like, we're already in March, and March Madness hasn't started.
We moved ours earlier.
Last year, right? Last year, two years ago. Last year, I think it was.
Yeah.
Because I came back from the cruise stuff's going to come up every subject. Came back from the cruise, and my father-in-law was in town. Him and mother-in-law watched the kids while we were gone. He's a big Syracuse fan, and so he's like looking for the Syracuse game, and I'm like, oh, they're out, they lost yesterday. He's like, what do you mean they're out? I'm like, they lost, it's an elimination. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, the tournament, whatever. And he's like, our tournament doesn't start until like Monday or Tuesday or something like that. I'm like, oh. So we watched some regular,
like, butts right up against the NCAA tournament.
We watched some regular season ACC games together. Where's the thumb?
Wow.
There it is.
It's weird because it's a thought bubble.
Mine doesn't do it.
it's like you're thinking about it, but you're actually doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Birmingham. I think there's some talk of Huntsville.
Yeah.
Huntsville doesn't make any sense to me.
Birmingham would be cool.
Somewhere in Kentucky, someone said, I thought. I don't know where.
Louisville, I would go to Louisville. Give me any reason possible to go to the bourbon capital of the world. Yes, please.
I think Atlanta makes sense. Atlanta is the capital of the South.
Well, they're going to say that, you know, you can't go to the city of one of the teams. I'm like, yeah, you had it in New Orleans right next to.
For years, yeah.
Lafayette and Monroe. And now, isn't USM even closer to New Orleans than.
Probably.
Lafayette and Monroe. Know. Just not back to New Orleans, as long as we don't go back there. So,
I think that's fair.
I've got nothing else to say about basketball. Next season.
It's over. He's got 1 year left. The end.
1 year left. All right.
If we're this bad next year, I think that will be a curtain call on Jonas Hayes.
How many more years does he have left in his contract?
It was a four or five-year contract.
Yeah, so he's got three years left.
He's a 5-year contract, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. To this day, Charlie Cobb has never fired someone he hired. So
I don't know.
So based off of Ryan's Appy State logic, he will never fire anybody.
I already went back on that logic last week, though.
I saw that.
Wait, he'll go back to Georgia to coach there.
As an assistant. I don't think he has that resume to get hired from anywhere else right now.
No.
So, I mean, I still like the guy. You know, we'll see what happens.
Whoa, Matthew's period. We won the tournament in Pensacola. Come on now, Matthew. I was there.
I like to go to Pensacola. I just haven't had that. Well, you know what? If you weren't, they only lose because you were not there, Matthew. All right.
It's a good place. I had fun the two times I've been, since
The teams really have not been compelling.
No.
On to next year. I'm sure we'll have a lot more to say about basketball in the coming months.
He's got the portal. He's got recruits. He's got everything he needs to be successful.
For a winning record.
Just except for that part. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else we got? All right.
Beach volleyball on a 6-game winning streak.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, are you looking up the stats to know if we're beating the teams at or below us versus?
We actually did upset. I don't have it on my notes, but we did. I think we did beat somebody that was actually ranked above us. But yeah, historically, we are we play to our level. We're ranked 6th as of March 5th. They've not updated the stats yet, the rankings yet. We were ranked 16th in the nation, and we've won 3 games since then. Nice. So hopefully that changes. So Sandy Panthers taking care of business on that side of things. You guys talked about baseball last week.
Good.
Mentioning Mercer. Ryan saying Mercer's a good, historically a good baseball program.
Yeah. I think they Panthers are, right?
They had a lot of wins.
Panthers beat him 6-4.
Sweet. So, an Army, right?
Army split a 4-game series with Army.
That's what's our record? So,
that's a good question, Ryan. You should probably look that up.
No, I'm the question asker.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. When I prepare stuff, I put images on the screen. I do all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, man, I was impressed with the images. You did a great job. I skimmed the show notes beforehand. And you guys had all the graphics in there. I was like, man, these guys actually put in some work. I should not be on this podcast.
No.
So this week we're playing at South Carolina tomorrow night. And
8-8 Fighting Panthers.
I was gonna say 8-8 because I thought that's what it was, but I was like, it doesn't sound like enough games yet, or it sounds like too many. Not enough games.
It sounds like too many losses.
Yeah, that's not that good.
Yeah. No, it's not that good, but that's what I thought was 8-8 when you said that.
Yeah.
But South Carolina, and Ryan, you said you expect Coach Elliott to show up to the South Carolina Georgia State baseball game.
I wonder if
game.
He will.
You said you expect him to. You said that, you know, after coaching
I
for
would.
Years. So, right. There is no way in hell he's there.
Why?
No It'd way in hell.
Funny if he's there, though.
Why not?
Yeah.
And we beat them?
That'd be great. You think he'd be cheering?
What if he's
cheering
there in Georgia State gear?
No, he doesn't own any of that ever.
He never owned any of that.
Yeah, so do you think his closet back when he still, I guess, lived in Columbia? Do you think he owned any Georgia State gear in his closet in Columbia, and it was all just like one like drawer at his hotel that he had in Atlanta?
He probably had some polos hanging in a closet in his office at Georgia State Stadium or Center Park. I still call it Georgia State Stadium all the time.
It's a better name.
I mean, it's the best really, name for
until Center Park
play.
Was a sponsor of this podcast. Georgia State Stadium is the better name of the stadium.
he probably had a closet just full of just the ones that they handed him when he got the job. He just shoved them in there, and he's
still in a plastic wrap bag being shipped from Fanatics and everything.
He was actually out there coaching in Gamecocks gear, but then for game time he would put the Georgia State thing on.
He had a post-it note over his Gamecocks logo that says GSU.
Wow.
Oh, man.
We're going to miss you, Coach Elliott.
I'm beyond that.
You guys get to talk about Coach McGee as a transition and his staff. I don't want to go into it a lot because I haven't got a chance to really dig into it, but it sounds like this is the best coaching staff we have ever had. Like going
well, there's a lot of really good names, a lot of really exciting names, and I don't know if what's been official at this point. I know there were like last week, only the OC and DC were official, and all the other names were rumors, but like probably. But I noted multiple times that there were too many names.
Right. Yeah. I have not gone through to go through the whole thing, but Tim, you made a comment like, you know, just having so many SEC and ACC. A background guy,
flashy, you know,
yeah, flashy, and also guys with actual legit Georgia ties,
right?
And I don't mean UGA, I mean the state of Georgia ties. So, yeah, this is exciting. I mean, like, we were kind of, you know, question marks were in the air about what the staff was going to look like with the new guy. I mean, I thought that McGee would come in and keep the exact same staff because it was just too late in the game. And no the staff way. It was able to put together, I'm impressed.
There's really all these analysts milling about, all these talented people who don't have coaching jobs, just doing whatever.
Well, I think we talked about that last week, was these analysts was just the way that the P5 power money programs, that's what should be, instead of P5, should be P dollar sign. The power money programs are able just to keep extra coaches on staff because they just pay them as an analyst.
They just rename them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not, I have no problem with that.
He pulled some position coaches and stuff too. So like it really was a commendable, I mean, these are great hires.
For some lateral moves too. Like
exactly.
And to be fair, I don't know what Sean Elliott brought in for his coaching staff, but I don't remember it being memorable. So
the one that's memorable for me is Trent Miles with Lupano. Like that was the one that everyone was like, oh man, what's he doing here? You know, that doesn't make sense.
And then, he was here, we were like, what's he doing here?
He was great though, man. Watching him do practice, all the kids liked him a lot. And then, you know, our receivers were phenomenal. So,
but wasn't he the coach on game day that you're like, literally, where is he? Like, is he actually on the field? Is he in the box or something like that? We had a Trent Miles coach that was like a famous guy that they just was never actually there.
No, it was our OC. It was what's his name? I forgot his name. But it was our OC.
So
it was
not to show up.
It wasn't Lupano. It was. I remember who you're talking about. I just don't remember his name.
Yeah. So I confused the guys. But no, that's excited. It's exciting about what the staff is. I mean, like this is. Yes, McGee is Georgia stating us. He's getting us pumped up in the offseason.
I already claimed how many wins we have going into the season.
I have a note about that, Tim.
I do.
And I think you undersold it.
Jeff Jags.
Yeah, it's from Jags. It's Jags.
Over or undersold it?
Yeah, I want to make sure that that Ryan doesn't get credit for remembering that. Matthew, once again, coming in the clutch. Jags.
Oh, I didn't remember. I looked it up on Wikipedia, so I didn't even realize Matt had said it. Yeah, Jagodzinski.
Yeah, we don't try to pronounce that.
I thought about it. I was like, not going to butcher that one. Tim, I think you undersold the starting
wins.
No, because think about it this way. So you had your 4-5-0, 6-0 going into Boone. How does that sound?
Sounds.
I know. Did you? I'm sitting here like, what?
Right. No, I want to. Tim's high.
I don't even have the schedule in front of me.
I didn't want to rain on that parade, Marshall. Tim. I mean, Marshall, but you were definitely on parade.
I was feeling the blue.
Your 5-0, your 5-0 start. Plus, we beat Marshall last year. We'll beat him again this year. So we're going 6-0.
You could 6-0, 5-0
into Boone. Are we going back to Boone, Tim? If that happens, 6-0 going into Boone.
Oh, maybe. Sure. It sounds like a great idea.
I did look it up. The temperatures in Boone in October, high of 74s, low of 52s. Oh, so not as bad
great.
As the experience.
I'm in now.
Right?
Yeah, I guess I could see. Yeah. I could see
and it's definitely on a weekend.
I could see 6 wins in a row. Sure. I mean, I only wanted to go, 4-0 going into ODU? And I said 5-0.
4-0 going into ODU. We have some redemption against them. Marshall's going to try to redeem themselves against us, but Ryan's wrong. Their green is an ugly color. We beat them. Blue is better than green every time. You said you love their color green.
I know. You said it's ugly, and that's what I'm shaking my head at.
Yeah.
It's a great green.
Green's not very befitting of me.
Green has been my favorite color since I was a child, and the only reason it's changed is because Georgia State, and like I just wear blue all the time, and so it's really and I pick blue all the time for everything else. It's not my favorite color, but it's stupid to say it's not, so I just say it's blue now.
Yeah, agreed. I think this leads great into my schedule topics, my schedule notes that I have.
Good. Whoa! We're done with everything else.
We can talk about other stuff. But we're already talking about schedules type stuff. I only got a couple, Ryan. What I did like that, Tim, how you said about the schedule is it's either confirmed the Sun Belt hates Georgia State or they just hate the State of Atlanta podcast.
Or both. I didn't say both, but
you could be. Yeah.
You could make a stretch and be like, man, that combo. Watch. I'm going to make the schedule so terrible. They'll talk about it some more.
One leads into the other. I do think this is my strong standpoint. I do think there needs to be a call of no confidence in Charlie Cobb
because he should be bitching up a storm at them.
This schedule should never exist. I mean, even for the Trash Down South, this is a schedule. I mean, I'd be laughing my ass off if Trash Down South got a schedule like this. This is a schedule that no athletic director should ever accept. Absolutely not. This is absolutely.
Except, when you talked about, I gotta give Ryan credit. The colors on it are pretty. The way
it's a pretty looking schedule. The schedule looks pretty.
When you just look at the colors, it looks nice.
Our graphics always look great.
Until you realize what the colors mean.
When you made a comment on the last week about messaging Kim and her saying that I was bad. I was very upset until I finished that vodka Sprite and went over and got a new one. And after that, I was pretty much okay with it. So
they're like, all right, I can talk about it next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I forgot all about it until I was listening to you guys. No, seriously, this should be an unacceptable schedule. I know that the programs get a preview of the schedules and they get to make some comments. You can request this. There should be a bylaw within the Sun Belt, within every conference, that says you never play four home games in a row and four away games in a row. It's absolute garbage. And I'm gonna pitch Ryan's nips next time I see him for being blacked out during this whole conversation.
Charlie Cobb just has like an auto reply. He's getting signature.
His favorite color purple. He's getting some purple nurples next time I see him.
Ooh, you might like.
They'll be on the Save Atlanta Twitter account. Just check that out.
OnlyFans, right?
Our OnlyFans. Yeah, but that's our first thing on the Save Atlanta OnlyFans. Will me be giving nipples. Giving Ryan some purple nurples?
OnlyFans, I'm back. What's happening?
Yeah,
it's bad.
No, it's horrendous. It's a reason to fire an athletic director. This and this only is a reason to fire an athletic director, in my opinion.
Pretty sure he gets an email that says sign off on this, and he just clicks the sign button.
He probably didn't even look at it.
No, he didn't.
Who
look
knows?
At
Maybe he did fight it. Who the hell knows? Do a FOIA for it.
No, if he fought it, then he should be fighting it right now. He should be like, I said, you know, this is unacceptable. No program should ever be forced to play a schedule like that. It's absolutely
nobody cares about the schedule as much as you do. So it does make sense that he wouldn't comment.
Four games away with two bye weeks in that first home game stretch. That is absolutely absurd. I had to make sure we weren't on last call so I could use other words. It is ridiculous. There's only a few years where you have two bye weeks. Those bye weeks should be strategically placed in the middle or towards the beginning, towards the end of the season to accommodate exactly what Tim said last week. It's a chance for you to rest players, recover from injuries. It's a great way to, I think that.
And I'm not arguing that the schedule's okay or not. I'm just saying it's boring and nobody cares,
but it looks pretty.
The way they did Georgia State graphics always look great. I don't care for the music all the time, but their graphics and video production
graphics do usually look pretty good. Yeah.
Tier one, chef's kiss. It's fantastic. Love what they do. Thank God they don't work for Athletics.
Good thing we are. Good thing our color isn't purple, because then you'd hate it.
Thank God our colors aren't purple, like your nipples are about to be. So,
promise.
Yeah.
All right. What else about the schedule did you like? Not like.
I still want to go to Texas State the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Do you?
What a good time! It's a good time to go. That's it. That's all I got.
Float down the river.
Sure, why not?
Where?
Good time of the year still.
Is it warm enough then? I don't even know. 11:23.
Texas isn't. It's Texas, isn't it? Always like 110 degrees there.
I got place to stay there too. So.
Well, there you go. We have a place to stay, Tim. Did you hear that?
Boom.
It's set. Everyone.
Wait.
In Atlanta, we got a place to stay in San Marcos. Or
everyone in Atlanta?
Yes, everyone's going to go stay somewhere. But
Ryan, we're Georgia State fans. It's going to be like 30 people max.
Can we drink there?
I think at some point there were 30 people Tim. In this house. So,
yeah, after the one of our many losses this basketball season, we had a good house party at your place, Ryan.
We did.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Almost I had still have your after, cooler. Almost had one after Marshall, too.
I still have a cooler from somebody else that was at that party too. So,
and I still have a speaker over somebody brought
there's
over.
A speaker, there's a speaker attached to it. It's cooler as well.
Is it the coolest cooler?
I don't know.
I have a coolest cooler, and I hate that thing. But it had a blender attached to it and a speaker and
Aubrey? No.
Is it Aubrey?
I know what you're talking about.
No, yeah, Aubrey brought a speaker over, and everyone was like, "The hell is this?" And he left it.
Spring game, April 12th, 4 p.m. Friday.
Happened faster than I thought.
I can't go.
Yeah, I was initially bummed by a 4 p.m. spring game. Then I saw they were doing it in conjunction with some kind of previously scheduled student event. And I started thinking about it, you know, with the condensed scheduling. I'm having lost a couple of days. McGee's trying to make up stuff. Things are being scheduled. All right, whatever. It is what it is. I'm okay with it. Normally, I'd be irate about that as well, but I think I'm fine.
Just let him do it.
Yeah. Get down there, tailgate, or do a little summer hill crawl, something like that.
Yeah.
Although the spring game's at 4 and this other event is at 5. So the spring game's going to be like 30, 40 minutes at max, right?
It's a very short spring
game. I mean, there might be some overlap. I mean, they're probably not doing the...
I keep on forgetting that I'm early to everything. I try to be early to everything, so it'll probably be like 2 hours.
We're going to tailgate, right?
Tailgate, or I was thinking a summer hill crawl, something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's what you just said.
Just take off half day.
Yeah. What do you guys think about it?
I mean, I'm surprised it got scheduled so fast, honestly. And I mean, I know that Coach McGee said that he was going to schedule it after he had all of his assistants and stuff lined up. But it feels very soon, which is cool. I mean, who knows? We'll see.
I think he probably did the best he could. I mean, he probably was just trying to figure something out. Wanted to do it on a Friday. Probably thought, hey, if I do it in conjunction with this other thing, maybe I can get some more people showing up. I don't know.
I think he's excited to get going. Yeah. And that's cool.
He's like, let's go.
He seems like a leader. He seems like a real, like, actual take charge kind of leader. Like, you know, this is my program. I'm going to do. They're not going to dictate to me how things happen. I'm going to dictate how it happens.
And in the off season, strength and conditioning is really the contact that these guys have with the coaches. And so it's like, well, to get more contact, McGee needs to have spring, right? Spring practice. And so it's like, all right, let's get going. We got coaching staff in place. Let's start doing it.
Do you know
where did our strength and conditioning coach had end up?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. He's pounding cocaine in the Bahamas right now.
He's actually still on the 80s cruise.
David didn't even know he was there.
Yeah.
I would not have. Now when does the NCAA dictate that spring practice has to be over?
I'm not sure, but apparently we are early still. We're still earlier than most programs.
Side of things.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess like that kind of makes sense. Get in there, get the guys, like you said, strength and condition, get that part of it done. And then they have a chance for the coaching staff to kind of like bond and figure out what their strategy is going to be going forward in the season. So they're not, running their practices. Let the strength and conditioning guy do his job while they figure out what their course of action, their plan of attack is going to be to beat the snot out of the Bobby Dodds on August 31st.
They got a couple of weeks to put together what they want to do, and they're all very experienced coaches, so they all probably know what they want to do already. So, it's not too bad. They just need to kind of pull it all together in a way that makes sense. And you get like 3 or 4 weeks of that before spring practice starts, or three weeks of that, I think, 2 weeks of that, something like that. That's enough.
I cannot believe I'm this excited again in March about a Georgia State football program.
I know. So one, a lot of points in Charlie Cobb's corner. You said you want him to resign over something schedule.
Vote of no confidence.
That means a resignation. That's what that means.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I just know. I know it from Star Wars.
Yeah, but they were trying to get rid of Chancellor Palpatine.
Because Jar Jar Binks called the vote of no confidence against whoever.
They got rid of the guy before Chancellor Palpatine.
Right.
What was I saying though?
Vote of no confidence in Charlie Cobb.
You want Charlie Cobb to resign?
Oh, but no, but he this hire he this knocked hire. Out of the park. This is better than a shitty schedule. This outweighs that a lot.
It was nepotism. We hire the kid's dad.
No, we leverage the kid coming here already to get the dad.
That's what this is.
Whatever.
It's the opposite of a Hunter and his son.
Yeah, it was like a reverse.
Reverse.
Yeah,
Hunter.
I like it. I'm liking everything that I'm seeing right now.
You know what? Let's give Sean credit. Actually, he knew. He knew he was gonna leave, so he was like, "Man, who is a really good coach to come here? Oh, he's got a kid. Let's recruit him."
Let's all go to Columbia and have like signs saying, "Thank you, Sean Elliott,
for recruiting." I don't know what his
Del
name
McGee.
Is.
McGee.
What's his name?
Oh, Austin McGee.
Austin McGee. Austin. Thank you for recruiting Austin McGee.
I cannot believe I knew that. If you asked me the name of any high school recruit on this team, I mean, granted, whose coach is on this staff, this would be the only one that I knew.
8D chess. That's what that was.
But even then, Elliott had to wait the longest amount of time to leave so that options were more limited coaching-wise.
Right.
For him to turn up in the search.
90 chess.
Yeah.
Love it. Speaking of 90, they're doing a 90s cruise next year. I'm going on. But
did you give them all your money while you're on this cruise?
We did. We're already registered for it. Everybody should join. Yeah, January 25th. You get back the week before the Falcons win the Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins.
Sounds like you're on board.
Speaking of NFL,
you
Will
like
Lutz.
That?
Speaking of NFL, Will Lutz leaving,
left and came back.
Leaving the Saints, leaving Sean Payton in Denver and coming to Jags for about an hour before he said to go back to Sean Payton. So
I hope you got a big pay bump.
What's the story there?
He's Will Putz now.
No.
Yeah. I like
no.
it.
No.
Will Putz.
Nah.
Is there like a storyline? Like the
That's best. He's like the most successful NFL player we have.
I know.
That's not saying a lot, Ryan.
Him and Chandon. So
it's him, Chandon, and then Albert, right?
Albert. I feel like there was a lineman also.
Ulrich.
No, because he never really got.
Penny Hart was in the league for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, but he was mostly a backup.
Literally named all five players. Oh no, Brandon Wright, other kicker.
Bill Akiti.
So we have six players.
But he went to Canada, and then I think he went here, though. I think Bill Akiti came back. He got drafted in the CFL and then came and played for an NFL team.
Or signed with one, at least.
Signed with one, yeah.
Yeah. No. So
is there a storyline behind him leaving and then not leaving? Or is it just like a too early tweet? Or
it could definitely be a too early tweet, but maybe negotiations, yeah. negotiations back and forth, and you know, it's easier to stay at a place versus picking up the family and moving them across the country. True. I was excited about getting out of that, whatever you want to call
cesspool
it.
Cesspool New Orleans, but then you're like, wait, he's not
exactly. There.
Where was he going to go? Jacksonville?
Jacksonville.
He was going to Jacksonville.
I would rather live in Denver than Jacksonville.
Well, yeah. I hope so.
But if he could, if he played in Jacksonville, he could live in Atlanta.
Anywhere. He could just live wherever he wanted, really, because he's rich. Yeah.
I mean, like, he makes more money than we do combined by a lot. But still, it's not rich. That's not.
He's not a one percenter, but he can fly wherever the fuck he wants, wherever he wants, whenever he wants.
What is? Yeah, but I'm still not saying like I'm living wherever my job is at the $1-2 million whatever he makes. Sure. I don't know he makes here. So
damn, he made $20.2 million when he was at New Orleans.
See,
was that $5.2 million
signing bonus?
Yeah, good for him.
Average annual salary of $4
I hope he's happy with himself.
Can he throw a couple dollars at the Panthers?
Just well, I feel like you saw the tweet from McGee about him.
He's like, come back here.
Yeah, yeah. What did he say? I think I wrote it down. Tweets talking, well, I can't wait for him to come home and share with our program. You know, share your knowledge, share your experience, share your wealth. I mean, that was one of the things that McGee was talking about in his presser was like, he's like, he's not a bashful to ask people for their money for this program. And
give me all money.
New. The shot in the arm. All the dollars. It's going to be great.
No, I don't think you see that a lot in general from coaches, somebody who's like willing to get out there and do like some of the operational stuff. And like you guys were saying earlier, like he just, he feels like he's taking charge of the program instead of just sort of like, winging it, you know, he's like, this is mine and I'm gonna make it whatever I want it to be.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love seeing that this is new energy. There we go. Episode title. New energy.
New energy. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put that in there in the little chat because I'll forget about that.
Tim,
tomorrow.
I'm sorry we didn't talk about it and I just made some shit up while I was drunk.
What?
The episode title last week. We didn't talk about it at all. And all those minutes that we talked.
I know.
I noticed it did not come up, but I like that. I figured you guys just talked about it beforehand or something, or happened in the last call. About it. Speaking of last call, I think it's about that time. Tim, that take it away.
Wait, me?
You did
Thanks
great.
Thanks for listening. I did. Thanks everyone for listening. Please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/stateofAtlanta. Where you'll get early and live stream access to Last Call, our awesome group chat. That's less Festivus right now because there's nothing going on. Discounts on merch, free booze, and apparently other great stuff. I don't know what that is. I thought.
Are you actually just reading what I wrote originally? I've never read.
Yeah, that's what he did last week too.
It didn't say all this though.
Thanks, Ryan, for listening.
$5 to join. I think.
You were way better last week. I'm just gonna cut that clip and just like. Put it in every week.
It's gonna be right, make it like a hard edit, like just a hard like
cut.
Everyone can hear.
I might have had like other windows on top of this window while we were talking for a minute there, and I'm like, oh,
you can
shit.
See me dragging. You can see me dragging the window over on top of Tim. But I gotta pee now, guys. So let's wrap this thing up.
Say goodbye.
Say
guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Pee.
Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys. Peace.
That's it for us this week. Thank you for listening. Please follow us on Twitter at State of Atlanta or on Facebook at facebook.com/State of Atlanta. And if you enjoy what you're listening to, please rate and review us on your podcast app. Thank you very much, and go Panthers.